We will now go on to the letters. Our esteemed chairman, Roger Ryan, starts us off. It seems quite a few people read his letter in this week's Evening News, but just in case you didn't, here it is. Chatterbox, the Norfolk talking newspaper for the blind and visually impaired, is looking for new listeners. Chatterbox, through its fabulous army of volunteers, delivers a key service to those with sight issues in and around Norwich. We take the best stories from the Norwich Evening News and other publications, including the Norfolk Magazine and Let's Talk Magazine, and feature them in audio publications through the use of smart sticks and Alexa smart speakers. Our service is free to listeners, and for them it is an essential way to keep in touch with what's happening locally. We have a dedicated following, but we are always on the lookout for new listeners. If you know someone, a family member or a friend, who would benefit from our service, please do get in touch. We are also looking for volunteers who can spare 2 hours a month to join our team. You don't have to be a journalist to help, as there are many different ways you can lend a hand. Email Chatterbox at contact@cbtn.org.uk or call us on 01603 765 365. We'd be delighted to hear from you.
And do get in touch. We always love to hear from you. Call us on 01603 765 365 with your thoughts, suggestions, brickbats and bouquets, if you please. Now, the long hot summer has been lovely for some, but it comes at a cost. And our next two letters are worried about the impact on our water supplies. Marjorie Henson of Acle writes, I read recently about the proposal from Anglian Water for their plans for additional reservoirs to store water for this area, even though not envisaging them building it until 2030, 8 years on. I've written to my MP and to Anglian Water suggesting the building of a desalination plant off our Norfolk coast. This could be built in a much shorter time frame and would be much easier to be operational with one of the wind farm electricity firms in the area in conjunction or partnership or deal. Reservoirs need rain, which is or can be in short supply in the driest county. But where we are surrounded by the sea with high tides and flooding, what if it doesn't rain for a considerable time again? I cite the rhyme of the Ancient Mariner, water, water everywhere, nor any drop to drink. Spare us that. Why not harness the power of the sea and make use of this facility and lower the high destructive tides?
And David Coe of Norwich is even more worried about the global impact. When you look at what climate change has done to our world this year, the only outcome, if it continues, will be the extinction of the human race unless we immediately address the issues confronting us. In Europe and other parts of the world, the extreme heat waves naturally bring a severe shortage of water, both for us, for everyday use, and for growing our crops to feed ourselves and other countries we export food to, who have difficulty growing their own. In Pakistan and Bangladesh and parts of Asia, they have too much water, causing devastation to their homes and destroying their crops and animals. For years, we have worshipped gas and oil, which has brought us to the dire situation we now find ourselves in today, and must now concentrate on the one essential thing of life which we have taken for granted for years, which is water. A way must be found to somehow catch, store and transport the surplus of water from some countries that have it to the countries that need it. To move the volume of water would cost an unimaginable amount of money and would probably need to be overseen by a world government approved by all the countries of the world. When we look at the thousands of billions of pounds spent by every single country of the world, even the poor ones whose populations are starving through the lack of basic food, on weapons for fighting internal political and religious parties or defending themselves against their neighbours. They should be forced to face the fact that the biggest threat to their existence in the future are not the countries around them, but by nature in shape of climate change.
Of course, the big news this week has been Liz Truss becoming Prime Minister. Not everyone is thrilled with the idea. Lucy Stevens of Helsden says, "I'm writing to express concern about Liz Truss becoming the next Prime Minister. Her plan to cut taxes when so many sectors, education, health, transport, etc., are crying out for much needed funding is very alarming. This is especially so when we consider the vast size of our national debt. I'm very troubled by the idea that Ms. Truss may try to enact policies that are popular, regardless of whether they are the right policies for our country. I dearly hope that Ms. Truss will always put the good of the country first, rather than pandering to people."
Online readers were not quite so polite. In response to a piece entitled "Bills to Brexit," these are the top 10 issues at the top of Liz's in-tray. Bedlingham Bloke writes, "They could start with something easier, like finding her way out of a room without help." Superb Dan, his words not mine, says, "Given the great pile of manure, many promises, lots of lies, left to her by Mr. Johnson, I can see that Ms. Truss has a huge task ahead of her. I hope she's up to it." But Robert Powell leaps to her defence. Well, sort of. "Well, she couldn't do any worse when it comes down to maths and Tony Blair, who thought it was a good idea to give the go-ahead for the new Norfolk and Norwich hospital at an interest many loan sharks would have been proud of."
I think that's enough controversy, Ruth. Let's end the letter section with this undisputable truth from W. Belling in Norwich. "I was in my local Tesco for my regular weekly shop this week, and whilst wandering around, I spotted half of the aisles filled with Christmas chocolates and selection boxes. Not a pleasant sight, considering the date. Is it me, or does this appear to get earlier every year?"